All right. Bum, 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 da, da, da. Dun, da, 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 da.
Coming up? Does that look like weeds, or does that look like some kind of plant?
Oh, that's some kind of plant. I bet you I know what that is.
What do you think it is?
Pumpkin.
I don't remember throwing out pumpkin seeds.
No, there was an old dead pumpkin in there.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
That one's coming up.
Oh, my God.
Probably some other stuff, too.
No, that's the onion.
That's just
top.
The stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got pumpkin action there.
I forgot about that pumpkin. Look at the no pumpkin there.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Hey, good. The door's still here. Nobody came and took it in the night. Good. I'm a little concerned. Oh, yes, some people who like to say bad things about it call it a hippie festival, but you know, kind of a world consciousness peace and love in kind of festival in Panama, and it got caught by coronavirus, and they were stuck there for a lot longer than anybody ever anticipated. And boy, it didn't take very long before things started going awry. You know? Like, I think the day after it was supposed to have ended, and everybody was still there, and they were going to be stuck there for another couple of weeks at least. Apparently the guy who owns that land got up and said, hey, you're living in my place. This place runs by my rules. And it's like, ooh, that didn't go over so hot among the peace and love crowd. Because he was running it as a business. You know? And he was pretty pissed that the situation was that everybody was expecting him to kind of take care of him, and it's like, no! We're going to have food available, but you're going to have to pay for it. And they're like, what?
I'm not Christ, I can't feed the 5,000 people.
It's like these kind of made up little things where they said, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could live like this all the time? And you go, how much money did you spend to get here? It says, you have no resources to do this full time at all. Sorry. You know, I say, well, it costs $5,000 to come do this, but, you know, I live like a pig under a, who knows what, you know.
In a tent.
In a freaking culvert, yeah. A tent. And, begged on the streets. Sure, I've got $5,000 just to go down and do something. Boy, there's some pretty mad cats. What'd you think, Matt?
Yeah.
That's what happens to people too, Matt. When you put them into weird circumstances, they start behaving like animals. And let me tell you, people all say, oh, animals are so, they're so wonderful. And they're so much more in touch with whatever than we are. And you go, yeah, I've seen them at my house, man. They all want each other dead.
At your house?
Yeah, at our house. Sometimes in the middle of the night, I'll be hearing that crap.
Oh, you're talking about us as people, not them.
No, we will under these kinds of circumstances.
I think we've been doing pretty good so far.
Yeah, but it's early. The natural man is not such a bad thing when they're getting fed, you know, they have a place to sleep and stuff like that. When you start taking, when that stuff starts not working very well, things can get nasty. They've been saying for quite a while. Oh, for a couple of weeks. I mean, how long? For a while. But they said living and livelihood are inextricably tied together. If you take away somebody's livelihood, they're going to start behaving badly. No matter what all the utopians say, you know, that, oh, well, we'll just take care of each other, and we'll just take all the, you know, it's kind of like the whole thing about, you know, how everybody hates rich people, right? They've squandered all the resources, they've trapped all of the wealth, and they're not sharing properly. And it's like, well, then you start finding out that some poor person who's been scrubbing toilets in years at some state office building killed themselves to get some kind of a pension, and you decide that that pension is a manifestation of rich people not sharing enough, and they steal that person's pension. It's not just the rich people who are going to be pissed in the streets killing everybody. It's going to be that person. And you go, I don't understand, you're one of us. And you go, no, I'm not one of you. Says, I'm a person that actually was, you know, I made a deal with the state government. They could pay me, meso, you know, and I would be loyal to them, and they would give me a pension and take care of me when I got old and tired. Well, I'm just about old and tired, and guess what? You guys think you deserve that money more than I do? It says, yeah. I said, be ready. I'm coming for you. You little piglet who didn't do anything for this. Basically. Yeah, yeah. And you go, oh, that little red hen is such an ungenerous person. And you go, yep, they sure are. So yeah, and you're going, you know, you can say all day long that it's those evil fat cats. And you go, what do you mean? It says a lot of us are that way. It's a whole lot easier to steal some state's pension fund and just say that money's all gone. You guys are now on some kind of welfare program. Just like somebody who never worked a day in their lives. And you go, well, there's nothing I can do about it, but am I coming to the help of somebody like that anymore? Am I going to agree to take a job that they say, oh, but you'll have a wonderful pension? You go, bull crap. No wonderful pension here. Now you're just going to have to go through it, unless you want to go around this way. You can go like this, Matt. Well, while they're carefully watering the sidewalk. I hope it grows.
I know.
It may get bigger. Hello. Anyway.
I got a frog in my throat. You know, it's one of the biggest cutest animals in my shower with Peter's in.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, Lee. You are just not having a good day. So yeah.
The mosquito thing was on my towel, and when I grabbed it, it flew up at me.
Mm-hmm. Because all bugs love you.
No.
No, it's not true, Matt? I don't know. Observation is showing otherwise. Shayna and Moz had the same problem. All Moz loved Shayna. And she was freaked out by all of them. So she was screaming and flapping.
No.
Every once in a while.
No.
What do you mean?
She
no.
Hated all those
moths. Yes, they hated them, but the moths loved her.
They all wanted to be close to her. Didn't mean that she liked it.
It made her hate them all the more.
Yeah. Sure was pheromones. Anyway, so, yep. When anybody talks about, oh, wouldn't it be a wonderful place if we did this, and we did this, and we did this, and you go, only under circumstances with the right people. And you go, can I be honest? You guys typically aren't the right people.
I feel like I got hair dangling from me, tickling me.
Yeah, I see something there, but that's you. That's your... There it is. You found it. Good job, LJ.
Can I get it? It's beautiful.
Yes, ma'am.
Gorgeous. So glad I'm here.
I'm kind of glad I'm here in the morning. It's going to get tricky later. Oh. Now this is also a good time to have a swamp cooler as opposed to refrigerated air, because with refrigerated air, what do? You close up your house, and you go, this is exactly the problem that's causing a lot of this. Yeah.
A lot of doctors needed a nurse, and there was a young woman who said, I've never nursed before, but I want to help. So they went to the first house, took care of the sick, cleaned all the bedding, opened all the windows, put lots of fresh air in,
uh-huh.
And moved on to the next house. And then the next house. Opening up those windows.
Yeah.
In that fresh air.
Yeah.
And all the homes that they went to survived.
Huh. Well, they've been saying that this one, the worst cases are happening in places with lots of congestion. Too many people stacked on top of each other. And yeah, having to live off of pumped in air. There you go. Yeah. It's a horrible, horrible, horrible fate, I tell you. I like Trump primarily because of his, not lately particularly, you know, but still, he's got kind of a libertarian streak to him. I mean, he wouldn't want to be accused of that at all. I don't know what he cares about the Constitution particularly, but he seems to be a hands-off sort of a guy, which is good.
These green leaves starting to grow.
Good. Okay. Well, maybe they'll come back. Of course, that 90-degree day when everything's so tender might be tricky.
97.
Is that what's supposed to be now?
On Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is tricky at this particular juncture. It's a little early to get baked that much. Yeah, if you have young, tender plants, they're going to get cooked, you know, just like it says in that parable, you know, by the side of the road, seed left in a poor spot of ground or something like that, and the heat of the day comes and bakes it, right? And you go, oh. So a little concern for that business. Gotta protect them pumpkins, Lee. Oh. Anyway. Do. Will Matt go back? I don't know. It was funny. Justin was trying to figure out. We have some monitoring software which has never worked well, and. Usually, here's the thing I always get when it comes to monitoring, and I usually just kind of say, you know what, I'm not sure it's even worth the time. Because usually, what it tells me, I don't know what to interpret from it. You know? There's this and there, and especially when it comes to my stuff, like the database and such, they say, it just takes all the resources available. And you go, so looking at the resource availability is garbage. And you go, yeah. And you go, well, then forget it. What good is it? I don't understand what's going on here anyway. It means something to somebody, but apparently you need an advanced degree in whatever to figure it out. It's like, if it runs, great. If it doesn't run, well, we'll figure that out. Anyway. He was going back and trying to find something that was going on December 23rd. And I found myself at a weird disconnect because it's like, you know, that was before all this crap started going down. And I was finding myself, I don't know if I was really concerned particularly or had already moved on to other things. I guess that's kind of my attitude about everything, is that once I've basically gotten through something, I don't worry too much about it. I mean, I think I learned something from it, but a whole lot of things are one-off things. Something happens, you do something, it solves the problem, or it mitigates it, or whatever, and then you move on. He was told that something was going to come out in the first quarter of this year. degree evaluation was going to, there was supposed to be something new. And he's all excited because there was some anger about the speed of evaluation of degrees. And I guess I hadn't stated myself too clearly in what I had learned about it as I had been trying to work through this mess. And I don't think he thinks much of what I say. He rarely does. Even when I'm right, it kind of ticks him off, I think, that sometimes I figure out the answer before they do. Especially when it's a network problem, and you go, guys, no, that actually isn't part of my job title, exactly. I just know about that stuff. Anyway, and, you know, he thinks that this new thing, number one, he's so darn confused about it. And you go, it's okay, Clark. I said, well, this is part of my thing about your chief information officer really has very little business in being trying to understand things on the ground. But Clark does an interesting thing. The most important meetings about how these things work and about what you know, and about the vendor trying to give us information. It's an expensive conference, relatively, and it happens at resort cities. Clark does not send people to trainings at resort cities. He does not do it because he's had people go and just piss off the whole conference and have a good old time at the resort city. No, I'm so boring. Anyway. I think that's what that Joe, it's all very cute. I go to him because he's funny and I just take it as a form of entertainment. Which I guess is the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Anyway. And, but his wife goes too. And, and she's mostly there knitting, though. You know, these are people from Utah. They live in Payson. Anyway, but apparently they have a pretty good time after hours, which I don't. I'm a homebody. Anyway, so in a way, he sequesters this information. The problem is, he's not very well informed about it. That's okay. Sometimes I'm not very well informed either, but it would be really helpful if they sent me to these things, you know, so I can know what was going on. I think, I don't know. He's got his management style. Anyway. So, yeah. I guess he thinks that this new update is actually going to make things run faster. And it's like, well, no, it's not going to. So what they're talking about is moving it from one way of doing it to another. So can I be honest? It'll probably work a little slower than it even does now. It says it has nothing to do with the actual generation of the information you're trying to get. That's being handled someplace else. And that has nothing, there is no upgrade to that. So I talk to a listener about it occasionally. I always get the same answer, which is basically, if you want it to run faster, you're going to have to simplify your degrees. It says, when you code it in with all the little provisos, no, you have to have this, and if you don't have this, you have to have these three things. But if you have this concentration out here, well, then there's this, and this that you need to have. But if you don't have those, you can do these five things to make up for one of these. And they go, They go... And here's one of the problems. When they first came up with this, at least at Eastern, it ran pretty fast. Eastern only put the most simple degree plans in that system. If it was complicated at all, they would continue to do it by hand. Yeah? Well, now they've spent lots of money on consultants and trying to learn and understand how this stuff all works. Of course, the one person that they really put through that, she retired. And the person who replaced them really doesn't know. It's going to probably take several years before she does know if she's even interested in it. Which I don't think, I'm not sure she really is. She's just ultra advisor. Anyway, so all these really complicated ones, over time, they've started to get coded too, as people have started to understand how to code them into the system, so the system can say, oh, you're ready for graduation. And that really ends up being the only question it answers, is this whole thing of, okay, yes, the thing pops up and says yes. Anyway, the more complicated it is, the longer it takes to process. I said, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude, but that should be pretty obvious to everybody. Unless you just don't deal in logic. Sad part is, lots of people with PhDs don't understand anything about logic, you know? I said, this is basic logic. Complicated things take longer to process. And you go, we've worked really hard to try to get everything in there. It says, and the problem is that there was never any interest from anybody to simplify the degree plans. It just wasn't there. The more convoluted you made it, the more the system depended on lots of people to look at it right, the more your advisor became some kind of weird guru to help guide you through this Byzantine system. And you're going, yeah. But I understand this is a jobs program, guys. So, you know, I'm not trying to be rude. But I do know where this heads. This is, we should be killing ourselves trying to simplify this so that the computer system can easily determine these things. So if you have 5 trillion if statements, it takes a while for it to make all those decisions and to look up all this stuff and to determine if you've got this or that or that or this. And whether you're holding your body in the right position to please the gods. Which I think is hilarious because I said, you know, we used to think that what people got a degree in really ended up mattering terribly. And we found out that employers are quite flexible about all this. You know, if it's even vaguely close, or even if they just have a degree at all, that's all they really deserve. And some of them are getting to the point where they don't even care about that. And you go, so...
Just tell me you have a degree, so I know that...
Yeah, that you took. And your boss can basically figure out whether they think this is going to be helpful or not. So yeah, it's like, why don't we just simplify the whole thing? And of course, oh, let me tell you, to say such a thing is to strike at the very heart of the modern university. How dare you say such things? And you go, because you guys are spending a lot of money on process power to do all this screwy stuff. You complain about the fact that it's not fast enough, that it's not responsive, that it's blah, blah, blah. And you go, look at what you make it do. It says, and that's always what the consultants from Ellucian, not the consultants, the technicians, that's all they say is get them to simplify the processing and it'll run significantly faster. And you go, it's okay. So I sent that up the thing to Clark, and he said, thank you, which means he shit-canned it. Yeah. It's like, it's fine. Well, you know, he's in a quasi-political job. His job isn't to make sure things run very well. His job is basically to make sure that we have decent relations with other people. You know, his biggest job is to hear from powerful staff and faculty and to make sure that their problems are taken care of, right? And you're going, you know, every month I get a new, it's called the VIP list. If these people call in saying that their butt itches, we drop everything and scratch their butt. And you go, you know, for all this egalitarian crap that you guys spew, it's so much garbage. So trust me, powerful people get what they want, and everybody else has to sit there and lump it. And you go, well, that's, you know, whatever. So it's the way this organization goes. If you're unhappy with it, leave. It says, now the funny part is, when it all comes down to it, yeah, I said, this university may disappear. And you can say all day long, oh, it's because of this or that, and you go, I don't know. It says, it's just gone. Who cares how it got? It's gone. You can sit there and stare at your navel all day long and say, what did we do wrong? What should we have done instead? And you're going, I don't know. In the face of the coronavirus, I don't think there's anything you can do. It says, if something bad happens, it's probably just strictly circumstantial. Sometimes you catch some breaks, sometimes you don't. So, I don't know. I find it kind of interesting. So I guess it's good that I'm sending this information to Clark so he can make a more informed decision about how things should go. Well, we'll see what happens. He's the one that makes those decisions. You know, what's important, what's not. And let me tell you, if he was to say something to Academic Affairs, which is more powerful than he is, and basically be telling them that they have to change the way they fundamentally do things, you know, it's like some other boss coming in and telling you how to do the inner workings of your department, you know, bound to piss people off. And so he just doesn't. But does he even bring it up? It's like, well, it doesn't matter. For Academic Affairs perspective, they don't care. Your job is to get us all the resources that we need. We don't need to be changing. You need to. And you go, okay. I said, can I be honest? I said, I'll keep my job after you're gone. Because they'll say, you're unnecessary, but I'm pretty necessary. This college doesn't function without me making sure that it's running. It says, in all this garbage you got doing, combining, guys are always screwing around with the degree plans.
Yeah.
Says, well, yeah, it also makes it so that it's more complicated. It gets more and more complicated all the time.
Pick it up.
Yeah. Right. Amazing that breathing can make a person that sore, huh? I know it's breathing with stretching and stuff like that, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is. Well, I think I'm going to take a half day if I might.
That's fine.
You and Matt can move on.
Keep going with me?
Yeah, Matt, why don't you keep going with Mom? She needs protection, man. And you're young, reasonably spry. You don't act like it, but that's okay. You kind of are. Yeah. Although, if you stood up a little straighter, it might help you in a lot of ways. Happiness. All you have to do is kind of look up, Matt. It's amazing. It kind of straightens you up anyway. Look up at the blue sky. Anyway, so yeah, it's interesting. You know, and I'm not saying, oh, Clark's a bad guy. I said, no. I think I can see why Clark behaves the way he does, certainly. That's just standard. And you go, yeah. He says his basic thing would be, let's do all that we can to make sure that our stuff is efficient as possible so that we don't have to demand any kind of change from anybody else. And I'm not that way. Because I think we're pouring money into something that really doesn't need it. Anyway, I love you, Lisa Dean. You're gorgeous and wonderful.
Okay. Oh, I was just
thinking
cereal All right.